Somebody, Chip got the floor wide open. If you got questions about it, man, it's the show that brings you to your raw. To solve all problems, it starts with real talk. It's real talk. It's real talk. It's real talk. It's real talk.
And here we go. Here we go on a beautiful Monday evening in the city. It is March the 4th, 2024, and it is 6 o'clock straight up, which means it is time for you to get ready for another edition of Real Talk Memphis. Welcome in. Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. I am your humble host. My name is Chip Washington. Happy to follow another trailblazing show by Level Lola. You know, paying tribute to the women. This is the National Women's Month, International Women's Month, as a matter of fact. So without the women, there would be none of us. So good job on that, Lola, as always. And as for the rest of you, glad to hopefully have you with us for the next hour. Now, I know it's been a very beautiful day today. It hit 80 degrees for the first time this year. And I know many of us, if you had a chance to get out and enjoy it, enjoyed it. Could see a little rain tonight. We'll see more rain tomorrow. You know, we'll this is kind of one of those up and down roller coaster weeks in terms of the weather. But let's get out and enjoy it one day at a time, as we always do. So you're asking yourself already, you're saying, Chip, you know what? I've heard about the show and a lot of people are talking about your show. How do I get this fine piece of radio? I'm so glad you asked. How do you get this fine piece of radio broadcasting? We are on live right now, 91.7. On your FM dial, that will be WYXR. You can also catch us live on the WYXR app. We are on the TuneIn app. You can also catch us if you are of the social media variety. We are live streaming tonight on Facebook Live. And, of course, the next couple of days when the show is posted, you will find us on YouTube. And, of course, as we are a podcast, you will catch us wherever it is you get your podcast. A lot of folks doing that podcast thing out there, and I'm sure you probably are as well. So let's break down the show for you tonight. I think we have a good one. We're going to provide a lot of information for you, as always, and we hope you stick around for it as well. Our first guest in just a few minutes will be State Senator Ramesh Akberry. She is no stranger to this show. She's a state senator, of course, and a lot going on up there in Nashville in that state house, and I wanted to get her assessment on all things good and bad coming out of the state house so far as the session moves along. A little bit later on, we'll be speaking with Kevin Ritz. He pays a return visit. It's been a minute since we've had him. He is the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee, and he will be with us to talk about some of the brand new initiatives in terms of the crime and the violence that we're seeing in our city and what his office is doing on the federal side to help make things a bit easier in terms of that. And a bit later on, a little bit later on in the broadcast, of course, now that the temperatures are starting to warm up a bit, I think spring is, what, another week, week and a half away or so, officially. A lot of folks are starting to think about vacations, you know, to the beach and getting yourself together in the whole nine yards after this winter season. So we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition. And we're going to talk to a young lady who is an entrepreneur. She's a nutrition expert. Her name is Sandra K. King. And she's the owner and proprietor of K&B's Smooth Nutrition. And she does a lot with the smoothies. But more importantly, you know, really wants us to think about how we do food better. And I look forward to having that conversation with her as we get into these warmer months. So there you go. Good show on tap for you tonight. Hopefully you can spend at least the next 60 minutes with us and enjoy the conversation as well. It is this time of the broadcast. Of course, we celebrate you. We have a big list of birthdays. A lot of March just got here, and there's a lot of March birthdays out there. And, of course, if you celebrated over the weekend or today, as many of you did, or even this week, this segment is dedicated to you because it is the birthday shout-out. And we do that after I say, hit it, Brian. Yes, 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 yes. Let me get to the list here. A lot of birthdays today. Happy birthday to former County Commissioner Shep Wilburn, celebrating a birthday today. Felicia Wilkes, it's her your birthday. Happy birthday. Pam McKelvey, former television news anchor here in this city for a very long time. And Lola is slowly sauntering up to the microphone, which means she's got some birthday shout-outs as well. Let me see here. Oh, we have State Representative Jesse Chisholm celebrating his birthday today. Jay Harris, happy birthday to you. Rhonda Beard, happy birthday. Tisha Lawson celebrating today, as is Doris Holmes, Jacqueline Harris, Marilyn Davis, Antonio Benson, and Danny Parker, and Lola.
A special happy birthday to Miss Mary Miller. Her birthday was on yesterday. A happy birthday to Mr. Gene Pepper. And a happy birthday to Nico Ross.
Not one, not two, but three, ladies and gentlemen, from the world of Lola. Happy birthday to all of you, each and every one of you. I hope it's been a day filled with fun and laughter. And if the Lord says so, we'll be back here next year to celebrate your next trip around the sun. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. All right, some quick news and notes today for you sports fans out there. I don't know if many of you, if you're ESPN watchers or not, but Chris Mortensen, a longtime ESPN reporter, died yesterday at the age of 72. Mort, of course, big in the football world. If you know anything about football, you watch ESPN, you always saw Mort do his thing. He succumbed to cancer. He had throat cancer, was diagnosed in 2016. So sad news from that world today. And may his memory always be a blessing. Some news and notes as we move along here. The TBI is investigating a fatal shooting that occurred in Collierville last night. Officers made a traffic stop after a vehicle was caught speeding. Now, during the stop, the suspect, his name is Antoine Booker, got into a physical altercation with one of the officers, even trying to grab for the officer's gun. He was then shot by another officer, taken to the hospital where he died last night. So that investigation is continuing today. Senator Brent Taylor, State Senator Brent Taylor, I should say, is introducing he's introduced a lot of bills to the legislature so far this year. The latest one is a DA Second Opinion Act, which basically would allow a DA in another county outside of Shelby County to prosecute certain crimes that the local DA, Steve Mulroy's office, refuses to prosecute. Oh, boy. This also runs into his efforts to allow the state to override local municipalities. He's got a bill that would override the local authorities here, the authority in enforcing law enforcement in police stop issues. I refer to the ordinances that our city council passed in the aftermath of the Tyree Nichols murder by those cops. Well, he would like to take that, the decision about how we handle the police, out of the local authority, and they want to take that over up in Nashville. Crazy. Anyway, in other news, Wanda Halbert, city clerk, is, of course, under fire again from all sides in reference to being able to balance her budgets from her office. That is per the registrar, Regina Newman. And, of course, this is causing a lot of issues because the county commission is preparing to get their budget ready for the new fiscal season, which starts July 1st. Wanda Halbert will have some help in terms of auditing her office and trying to figure out what's going on from the state comptroller's office, who, by the way, said some very unflattering things about her performance and the performance of her duties. She will once again meet with the county commission to be questioned about exactly what is happening in her in terms of her office and what is going on. So again, this is it just never seems to go away in terms of that. But hopefully, they will be able to get some positive answers, and we will be able to get to move forward from this particular situation. And finally, if you are watching the national news headlines, the Supreme Court restored former President Donald Trump to the ballot in the race for president, saying that various states cannot invoke the 14th Amendment, which basically they could remove him from the ballot. But the Supreme Court said, you can't do that without the approval of Congress. So that was shot down. You know, Colorado tried to do it. There was another state that did it. Illinois wanted to take him off the ballot, but that will not be happening as we continue our march toward electing a new president the end of 2024. That's a quick look at news and notes on this beautiful Monday, but gorgeous day today. Absolutely gorgeous day today. The only thing I don't like is that the mosquitoes got the memo, and they're starting to buzz around a little bit as well, but that's all right. As Lola alluded to as she ended her show, yeah, both she and Brynn are got the legs out today, man. They're both wearing shorts and doing their thing. You know, I'm old. I keep my pants on. I got a jacket on. Hold on. Anyway, glad to have you with us on this Monday evening. We're going to take our first break in the night, and when we come back, we're going to get into it. And before I do, I want to shout out to Jay Worth. Jay Worth, you all know him on social media as GKP. That brother is heavy duty. And when he goes online to talk to all of us about what's on his mind, he always brings it for real. And, you know, I really admire anybody who does it. I'm just a simple servant like he is. You know, we just talk. We just do what we need to do, provide information for you and to you. And we hope that some of it sticks. How about that? Quick break on this beautiful Monday night, and we will be back with more of Real Talk Memphis. Don't you go away.
If you like Real Talk, here's a way you can get involved. Do you have a show topic idea or suggestion? Want to be considered a guest? Or have a guest idea? Then send Chip a message on his Real Talk show page, and you can be a part of the Real Talk experience. So as he always says, go out and tell somebody. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in to WIXR 91.7 FM. Chris Rowling here, host of Dippin' Your Hip on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. As a listener-supported station, WIXR thrives on your support, not just as listeners, but as active contributors. So, I'm asking you to become a sustaining member today. Head on over to WIXR.org/donate and hit that donate button to keep your favorite WIXR DJs and hosts on the airwaves. Plus, our monthly donors get their own WIXR merch, and a ton of other perks. Our way of saying thanks. Visit WIXR.org/donate today, become a monthly donor, and let's help keep the station with the city's soul going strong.
Get Real Talk on the TuneIn mobile app under WIXR, and he's now streaming live on Facebook. And you can also catch a rebroadcast on YouTube. Just put WIXR in the search box and hit subscribe. Now back to more Real Talk with Chip Washington.
And welcome back to Real Talk Memphis on this beautiful Monday evening in the city. Chip with you. In this city always try to remain as hopeful and as optimistic as we can about a lot of the things that are going on around us. Thank goodness that we have folks who are dedicated to making ensuring that the law and order is enforced in our city. That brings me to our first guest. He is a return guest on this broadcast. I'm very happy to see him again. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee. He is Kevin Ritz. And Kevin, it's great to see you, my friend. How are you?
Thanks for having me back, Chip. I'm doing well. You're looking good.
Thank you, my friend. You as well. Happy New Year to you. Now, Kevin is the chief federal law enforcement officer in West Tennessee. You know, he's been busy. And he said that his office, of course, on the federal side, we're going to be introducing several initiatives. One particular in reference to violent crimes. And Kevin, you have been busy, in reference to sort of setting forth some policies and procedures. Where are you at with that, and how are things going so far?
Well, you're absolutely right, Chip. We're working on this violent crime issue every day. We tackle it with a lot of different strategies, but one of the key ones, of course, is vigorous enforcement of federal criminal laws. We got a lot of pretty substantial federal tools that we can bring to bear. And back in late November, we announced a violent crime initiative,
right,
where we have a lot of additional prosecutors that Washington has sent us. They are embedded here in Memphis working on cases right now. And the idea, Chip, is to try to go after some of these bigger groups, gangs, other enterprises that are committing these violent acts, whether they're the trigger pullers themselves or the people who are the shot callers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're building these cases. I'm proud to say about a month ago, we announced our first indictment as part of this initiative against some members, alleged members of the Unknown Vice Lords ghost mob here in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
They're charged with murder. And it's just, this is the kind of thing we're taking really seriously. And we got a lot of really resources that we've brought to bear.
Kevin, how important is it to really set the mark and make an example? A lot of us, talk about, certain aspects of law enforcement and the courts here and a lot of the in and outs that go along with it. But really, from your perspective and from your area on the federal side, how important is it to make cases like the one you just described, to let individuals know? And I've heard you say this on more than one occasion. People need to understand that we are not, when we say we're not going to tolerate it, and we're not going to take it, and we're not going to continue to put our citizens in harm's way. When you prosecute cases like the one you just mentioned, this sort of kind of sets the mark, doesn't it? This is kind of one of those shots over the bow to people that say, you know what, you keep doing what you're doing, we will find you eventually, and you will pay the price. Am I correct in that?
That's absolutely right. And that's why, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about these cases. Part of it is trying to send that message, right, and deter others from engaging in this conduct. We just had a case a couple weeks ago where an individual who was 20 years old was sentenced in federal court to 23 years. 20 years old, he's going to spend more time in federal prison.
I saw that.
No parole in federal prison.
Yeah.
So more time in federal prison in front of him than he's had on this earth. And, it's just unfortunate. We've got these, a lot of times, younger individuals who are engaged in this violent activity. I want to be clear. That was a case where he had two armed carjackings, actually shot one of the victims in the back while the victim was trying to run away.
Mm.
And so it's that kind of activity that I know people in this community are tired of. I'm tired of it. And we're going to be bringing these cases and vigorously enforcing federal law.
It seems that, of course, it's easier to do the job when you have the buy-in from the community. But more importantly, some of your law enforcement agencies, other law enforcement agencies, as you said, you've received some prosecutors from the federal government. Of course, we have, our district attorney's office, Mayor Paul Young is being very proactive in terms of this whole crime issue and everything like that. Talk about the importance of being able to work together as collective agencies with the police department, the sheriff's office, your office, the DA's office, and how we try to get a handle on what we've been dealing with around here.
Working together is paramount. It's essential. Those partnerships are so key, and I see it every day in this job. I've been in the office almost 20 years, but in the 17, 18 months I've been United States Attorney, I see it every day. We got federal law enforcement, state and local law enforcement working together. And I talk to these individuals all the time, all the folks you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Talk to D.A. Mulroy. I've talked to the new mayor several times, had a lot of really fruitful conversations with him, Chief Davis, the sheriff, and as I said, our federal partners, of which there are many dedicated federal agents in this area. And we work together. We got a lot of task forces that we're putting in place to really develop these cases, identify good candidates for federal prosecution, and bring those cases over here in federal court. I want to say, you mentioned the community too, though.
Yes.
And it's not just law enforcement. And I think all those people I just mentioned mm-hmm. would tell you that we cannot simply imprison our way out of the crime problem.
Right.
It's not the only answer. It's part of the answer, to be sure, mm-hmm. but it's not the only answer. And I'm glad to see, you know, the mayor's talking about that a lot. I certainly agree that prevention and intervention is just as important. The more I can do, Chip, to kind of keep some of these individuals, talking about that 20-year-old guy, you know, from getting involved in this criminal activity in the first place, so that we don't have to deal with them in the criminal system, the better, right? So I always welcome those opportunities.
You know, you talking about that young man, the 23-year-old that is now facing the same amount of years in prison that he has lived on this earth, that should, at least in my opinion, send reverberations through, you know, through the community with some of these folks. Now, I know some of these folks think they're tough guys, and you know, it's going to take a harder lesson to be taught. But honestly, people need to understand, and I don't even know that, I know you emphasize it a lot, but I don't know if we hear it enough, that if you are convicted of a federal crime, you serve every day of that sentence. Am I correct in that?
Essentially, yes. There is no parole. It's essentially, yes, you get marginal good time, but I mean it's pretty much day for day. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, when you start talking about this type of criminal activity, carjackings,
yeah,
business robberies, which can be federal crimes, and then a lot of the firearms offenses that are violations of federal firearms laws, the penalties are steep. The once you throw in a prior conviction or two, they get really, really steep. We see these career offenders. That's the name we have for them. And they come back on the docket. We had another case. A jury convicted of an individual last month in federal court of several armed business robberies. He had a federal conviction for something very similar already. And he's facing, 200 years, Chip, in federal prison. So, wow. I mean, it's some serious,
life
serious
over.
Business. Yeah. But I mean, look, I think the community wants to see justice in these cases. Certainly, I know the victims in these cases do. They want us to be vigorously enforcing these laws.
You have been famous, as far as I know, you've been famously known for your ability to listen. The mayor, you mentioned him, he has launched this One Memphis tour, going around from neighborhoods and communities, wanting to hear from people about their real and genuine concerns for their welfare in the city. In your estimation and in your opinion and in your position, how important is that to be able to hear from the people on the street in an open and honest discussion about some of the things that we can do to keep ourselves safe?
Absolutely huge. And again, we don't really turn down invitations to come talk to community
right,
groups.
Right.
I'm talking to some business groups this week. I think next week I'm talking to a group of Memphis Shelby County Schools students to talk about the importance of standing on the right path. Several weeks back, I'll say, we actually went and spoke and gave a presentation about hate crimes to a Spanish-speaking congregation here,
yeah,
at a church, a mm-hmm. place of worship, mm-hmm. and that was really well received. We just want people to understand, and you're absolutely right, part of what we do in these encounters is listening, and we have to listen to what's going on in the community so we know what's on people's minds and what kinds of concerns that we need to address.
You, with the addition of these new prosecutors, I know that you know, everybody has marching orders every day. It's a busy time in this city always. But as the man who leads the charge, as the man who heads the force, as the top law enforcement agent in the Western District of Tennessee, what are your marching orders to your people on a daily basis, your prosecutors, your folks who are out there digging in and really trying to bring to justice individuals that need to be brought to justice? I mean, what are your marching orders, you know, as you head this group?
They're really pretty simple, Chip. Our mission statement is to uphold the rule of law, keep Americans safe and protect civil rights. And we do that every day. Everything we do is in service of those three mission goals. And what I tell my folks every day is to do the right thing. And as prosecutors, our job is not necessarily to throw the biggest hammer at somebody, but it's to get justice and to do justice. And I'm proud of the folks on my team who work hard towards that goal every day.
Before I let you go, is there anything in terms of initiatives that you would like to share? You've been busy. You've been busy, and there's no doubt about that since the last time I talked to you, in terms of some of the initiatives or some of the programmatics that you're going to unveil before the year is out?
No, we've got a couple other things, you know, that we're trying to kind of come together on with some partners that we might have some announcements about. But we're, you know, our work is it's really in the priority areas that we've discussed: violent crime. I'll mention drug trafficking. That's a big piece of what we do.
Yes.
In particular, the fentanyl threat. That's something we're paying a lot of attention to, and we'll have some more cases coming in that area. But we're busy. We've got a National Security and Civil Rights Unit. We got a lot going on. So we're going to stay busy, and we're going to keep people safe.
One last question. It's a simple question. It might be even stupid for some people, but I know not for you. You mentioned it, fentanyl. Fentanyl is a very, very big deal. How big a deal is fentanyl in terms of how you're looking at things?
It's awful. I mean, it's the leading cause of death in America for people between 18 and 45.
Yeah.
It's fentanyl. And 7 out of every 10 of the illegal pills that the DEA is seizing right now have traces of fentanyl. 7 out of every 10. So that means someone thinks they're taking an OxyContin or something, you know, something like that, and it could be laced with fentanyl. And one pill can kill. Just a little tiny amount of fentanyl can be deadly. And it's just really, it's a huge threat.
Yeah. Well, listen, I always appreciate you, your time. You're a busy man. U.S. Attorney Kevin Ritz, the Chief Federal Law Enforcement Officer in Western Tennessee. Thank you, my friend. It is great to see you again. And I look forward to watching, and I get all of your releases and things that you're doing. Keep up the fine work. And like I said to you before, last time you were here, if there's anything that you want to bring up, that you want to mention, that you think our listenership should know, I'm not hard to find, my friend.
I appreciate that, and keeping the community informed, Chip. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Take care. Right. We'll talk down the road, ladies and gentlemen. There he is, Kevin Ritchie. Does an amazing job in that office. And, you know, we need law enforcement, everybody in the pool, everybody working together, everybody trying to figure out this problem that we're having and come up with solutions for it. But I can tell you right now, the federal time is no joke. If you get prosecuted, you know, on the federal side of things, you might as well prepare to spend, you know, quite a bit of time behind bars. There's no doubt about that. So we thank him and his folks for the fine work that they're doing. Before I go to break, we acknowledge some folks on Facebook Live here. Ramel is on Kirkwood. She's watching watching us tonight. Michael Harris is here. Audrey Hill. My son, I don't know if he's still watching right now, David, he is checking in. You know, every now and again, you know, the son, you know, tries to peek in to see what we're doing here. And I appreciate him for doing that. GKP, Jay Worth, is always with us, and we appreciate him. Jet Lucas is here. Paris is here. Cousin Liddell Cheshire is here as well. Thank you all for checking us out. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with one of our favorite state legislators on this Monday edition of Real Talk Memphis right here on WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. I'm Chip. You know who you are. A quick break and right back.
If you like Real Talk, here's a way you can get involved. Do you have a show topic idea or suggestion? Want to be considered a guest or have a guest idea? Then send Chip a message on his Real Talk show page, and you can be a part of the Real Talk experience. So as he always says, go out and tell somebody. We'll be right back.
It's real talk. Support for WIXR comes from Feast and Graze, offering luxury grazing boxes, cheese and charcuterie platters, and tables for any occasion. Free delivery available within Shelby County, a new storefront with high P-hour wellness opening this spring in Poplar Plaza Shopping Center. More information at feastandgraze.com.
WIXR doesn't go to sleep at night. We keep the music moving. Memphis music, that is. When our DJs clock out, our automation clocks in with music right from our community. Produced, performed, and written by Memphians, or in Memphis. Some are hits, and some are rarely heard, but they all tell the story of one of the world's greatest music cities. Visit WYXR.org for playlist and scheduling information. Email submissions at WYXR.org to let us hear your Memphis music. We may just play it.
Support for WYXR comes from Trezvent, located in the heart of Memphis at 177 North Highland. Trezvent is where culture and community come together, offering independent living apartments and garden homes ranging from 650 to 3,000 square feet, as well as all levels of care in assisted living, memory support, and a five-star health and rehab center. More information to schedule a tour at trezventmanor.org. The Dorothy Day House will host Dinner with Dorothy on Sunday, March 24th, an evening to celebrate the successes of families who have transitioned into stable housing. The event will include a happy hour, seated dinner, silent auction, and live entertainment. All proceeds benefit the Dorothy Day House. More information at dorothydaymemphis.org.
Shannon and Cecilia here. Do you love stories featuring community changemakers in Memphis?
Don't miss Just Bluffin',
a feel-good podcast found online in the WYXR podcast network.
Access all our podcasts at WYXR.org.
Support WYXR's vibrant community by joining our sustaining membership program. Your monthly contribution ensures your favorite station with steady funding and a thriving future. Plus, enjoy exclusive perks like early event access, WYXR merch, and more. Setting up your donation is easy. Visit WYXR.org/donate today.
Located on the second floor of the Crosstown Concourse, the Memphis Listening Lab is a curated collection of music and music history that is open to the public 6 days a week. Vinyl Happy Hour happens every Friday between 3 and 5 p.m., where guest DJs from around the community will spin some of their favorite records. More information and a complete listing of upcoming events at memphislisteninglab.org.
Get Real Talk on the TuneIn mobile app under WYXR, and he's now streaming live on Facebook. And you can also catch a rebroadcast on YouTube. Just put WYXR in the search box and hit subscribe. Now back to more Real Talk with Chip Washington.
And welcome back to Real Talk Memphis on this Monday evening. Chip with you. Glad to be with you on this day and this evening. Now, you know, between me and you and the fence post out there, last 2 weeks we have had guests for one reason or another that have not made the show. And so I figured when I was scheduling people this week, I said to myself, okay, we should be okay this week because most of the folks that I know who are supposed to be on the show are pretty reliable. Well, the guest in this particular slot has not shown up as of yet, State Senator Ramesh Akberry. Now, you know, she's been on the show a couple of times before and has never let us down. But they're busy up there in the State House. I'm hoping, I did send her a text and ask her if she was planning on making it tonight. Have not gotten a response yet, so we're keeping our fingers crossed and hopes alive that she'll pop up on the screen here any minute. But in reference to the State House, there is a lot of conversation, shall I say, about what the State House is trying to do. You know, we live in an uber super Republican state. And the State House is comprised of mostly Republicans. And they seem to have some kind of an animus about what happens down here in Shelby County. Even some of the representatives that represent Shelby County seem to have a bit of an animus about that as well. Brent Taylor is filing several pieces of legislation. One, in effect, I read about at the beginning of the broadcast, where he wants to allow other district attorneys from other municipalities to take some of the cases here that our Shelby County DA's office can't take and prosecute them. I mean, that sounds like a takeover as far as I'm concerned. Also, trying to basically override local municipalities in reference to police activities in terms of the stops that they make, the pretextual stops and some of these unnecessary stops. They feel like Brent Taylor and John Gillespie in particular feel like that's handcuffing the police and keeping them from doing their job. So they want to have federal oversight or governmental state oversight in how we handle our business down here. Well, they didn't need all that when they decided to open up the open carry, permitless carry. They just went on and said, well, you know, let's just go ahead and do that. Let's get everybody to have a gun and have a party down to the age of 18 years of age. But now everybody wants to oversee what we're doing down here all of a sudden. State Representative Mark White, who is over the Education Committee, wants to appoint 6 additional members to the Memphis and Shelby County School Board because he, in his words, doesn't think they're doing a very good job. And he would like to appoint individuals, not now. I don't know how you all feel about that, but the 9 people that are on the school board right now have been elected by you, the citizens of our city and our community. But he wants to appoint 6 people of his choosing until he gets some assurances by the existing board that they're going to do better. Of course, we have a new superintendent that has been selected. In place. She's supposed to start her duties, in terms of actually taking over the position by April 1st. They're haggling over, her salary and the whole 9 yards. But Dr. Marie Fagans is the new superintendent of education. So there just seems to be this overreach. And many of the bills that have been proposed, by the way, are looking like they're unconstitutional. Which means a whole nother set of problems. Basically you're saying things just like the two Justins, Justin J. Pearson and Justin Jones, who were, we all know, were expelled from the House last year for fighting for gun rights, had to be reelected, go through the whole process, the whole 9 yards of spending money for a reelection. They were both reelected to their seats. Well, now there's a state legislator, Republican, of course, who has said, we need to create some bills that basically say that if you're expelled for any reason from the state house, you cannot be reappointed or reelected by your constituents for up to 4 years. Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4. 4 years. If you're expelled, you out, period. This is the kind of thing that is going on in Nashville. Not a whole lot of concentration on how we fix the gun problem here, but doing things like that, that too has been shown and has been said to be unconstitutional in reference to doing something like that. Who does that? By the way, CNN had a special on last night, and they were talking to Van Jones, who's a commentator for them now, who's from Tennessee. And he talked to the two Justins about the way things are. And basically, neither one of them are getting any respect whatsoever amongst their colleagues in the state house, which is a whole nother story, in and of itself. But in any event, I apologize for us not having State Senator Ramesh Akberry with us tonight. I guess she got busy up there and probably forgot about us. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, though, I do know my third guest will be on board in a few minutes. It's getting to be the time of year where we are starting to look at ourselves a little differently and figure out how we get back our bodies and our figures and our shapes and get ourselves together as we enter into the spring and summer season as things get warm. Nutrition, fitness, all of that stuff plays hand in hand. And let's be honest, a lot of us don't do right. You know, a lot of us don't do the right thing in terms of that. But we have somebody who is going to be joining me in just a few minutes who has a product out there. And I think that's her right now. Who is that? Who is that? Is that my next guest? That's her? Let's get her. Let's get her in. Let's get her in. Okay. All right. Well, there she is. There she is. Our good friend, Ramesh. You've been busy. Can you hear me okay? Oh, she's connecting right now. We're going to be a little behind here tonight, I think, but I have to get her in.
Yes, I am. I'm hanging in there, but been very busy today.
Well, listen, thank you for giving us a little time. I promise I won't. There she is. I promise I won't hold you long. Thank you for coming on the show. Because I wanted to talk to you about several things that were happening, and I sort of went over that before you got here. I was vamping, but but again, great to see you now. One of the bills that has been proposed by you has been approved with no issues whatsoever and is heading to the governor's desk for a signature. Tell us a little bit about that bill and why it was so important for you.
Certainly. So that legislation is really something that, you know, part of the Tyre Nichols situation, there was another grandmother in Knoxville who was in police custody and ended up in a medical crisis and passed away because the officers thought that she was faking. They didn't take it seriously. So what this legislation does is it requires that the post commission, which certifies and trains our law enforcement officers, to put in guidelines to help officers recognize when someone is in a medical crisis. Mm-hmm. And it also informs them on what they should do, because we want the officers to have tools and we also want to be able to save lives.
Absolutely that. And again, it passed 33-0 straight through committee. And we're looking for the governor to sign that bill. Now, do you have hopes? Honestly, there seems to be a lot of contention with some of your folks up there, some of your colleagues up there, in how we do business down here in Memphis and Shelby County. But do you hope that this piece of legislation, will be treated with the respect in which you wrote it, and that it will be enforced?
I think so. It's going to make that requirement of the post commission, which really is a statewide body. So I think it will. And I certainly think everything that, has been said by Chief Davis supports making sure that our officers have more training so that we don't end up with these horrific situations of brutality or a situation where, someone is, needs EMS, needs additional help, and the officers aren't recognizing it.
Another big issue that's been brought up by one of your Senate colleagues, Brent Taylor, and he's been writing bills every other day. One of them in particular of note and interest is trying to usurp local authority here in terms of the ordinances and the pretextual stops and a lot of other things, basically taking that out of our hands and having the legislature, kind of oversee that process. I'm pretty sure what your thought process might be, but I'd like to hear it anyway.
No, I'm strongly against that legislation. Actually, I'm right outside the House chamber and they're going to debate that bill tonight.
Oh, okay.
And the parents of Tyre Nichols are they're in the audience. Along with Representative Pearson and some other folks from Memphis. But no, I'm strongly against that legislation. Under no circumstances, really, should we take away local control, especially on how our police are regulated. Our cities are different, and what works in one city might not work in another one. And certainly, the elected officials, the city council members, the mayor, all of those people are elected, and they have to answer to the people they represent. The police chief is appointed by the mayor, confirmed by the city council. So she has to answer to those people. So I think it's completely unnecessary. It feeds a narrative that it's going to stop crime in Memphis when that's just not true. We're not saying that the ordinances that were passed are not stopping folks who should be pulled over from being pulled over.
Right.
It's just saying we don't need to have these pretextual stops. At the end of the day, we know those lead to more incidents of men and women being incarcerated. potential acts of brutality. And also it just clogs up our police department. We want them to focus on, you know, people who are dangerous and a danger to our community.
And, you know, a lot of these bills that have been proposed by some of your legislative folks up there, many of them have been deemed unconstitutional. I mean, you know, in terms of even putting them out, saying, you know, what are we doing this for? You're not going to be able to pass this anyway. It seems to me that if you're going to come up with something, and I agree with you that that's extraordinarily ludicrous, but I mean, shouldn't the local municipalities be the ones to be able to make those decisions one way or another via a vote on the ballot one way or another if you're going to have something like that?
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. When you pass these unconstitutional amendments, unconstitutional legislation, it costs the state money. Really, it embarrasses the state. And I'll tell you, you know, the running joke is, you know, we don't pass legislation, we pass litigation. Mm. We spend, you know, millions of dollars defending these lawsuits.
Yeah.
And those are sometimes goes in direct attorney fees to these groups that are suing because the law is unfair.
You know, I will. One of the things that I was thinking about in terms of all of this, and there was a special on CNN last night talking about Tennessee. Van Jones hosted it, and he interviewed the two Justins about how unfairly they were treated. And this other piece of legislation by this knucklehead up there wants to say that if any member is expelled from the House or the Senate, that they can't be reappointed for 4 years. I mean, honestly, now you're a very smart woman, a very common sense thinker. But when they come up with this type of thinking in terms of this legislation, what must you think about all of that?
Well, I mean, it's clearly designed and targeted towards Justin Jones and Justin Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, when you expel someone, one, you're basically saying the behavior that they did is so egregious that you should invalidate the vote of a local community.
Yeah.
And in this instance, they're trying to also tie the hands of, you know, a reappointing body. Like in Memphis, it would be the county commission. In Nashville, it would be the Metro Council. At the end of the day, these people answer to the voters. They answer to the voters.
Mm-hmm.
And the voters should have an opportunity to determine if they want to reelect that individual or if they want to reappoint that individual. I mean, look at, you know, Marion Barry in D.C., no matter what, you know, other challenges he had, his community felt like he served them and deserved to be in elected office. So I think that we're focused on the wrong things. That's a very punitive piece of legislation. We need to focus on why we're the number one state for medical debt, why we're the number one most stressed state, why we have the number one amount of discrimination complaints in the workplace filed, why our kids are reading at a level that is not on grade level. Those are the things we need to focus on. Why we have an expanded Medicaid.
Mm.
You have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who don't have access to insurance. Mississippi is expanding Medicaid, but we can't do that. That's what we need to focus on instead of trying to deprive voters and local elected bodies from being able to reappoint or vote in someone who's been expelled.
One final thing.
It's nonsensical.
No, absolutely that. I agree 100%. One final thing, and I say this. Thank God to everybody listening. Thank God for you and Senator London Lamar. Now London has proposed some legislation that would allow local municipalities who are dealing with this permitless carry to remove themselves from that. And I don't know, I mean, it would seem to me that some of your colleagues, the way they've been acting, you know, that doesn't have a chance. But, I mean, clearly that is the kind of common sense legislation. And once again, going back to your point, that the local municipalities, the people who live here, who work here, who deal here on a daily basis, should have some say in this. But at least, you know, give us an opportunity to vote one way or another, whether we either want gunless or permitless carry or not. I take it you agree with that?
I agree wholeheartedly. I also have a piece of legislation that will exempt the big four cities and allow them to make a decision. So Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, and Chattanooga make a decision on whether or not they have open carry. And Senator Lamar is right on point. You know, our cities, our urban areas are different from our rural communities. And so we live in close proximity. Having this type of open carry situation, one, anybody can have a weapon, no training. Two, you have a lot more guns on the streets. It's not a good posture for our big cities to be in. Now, in a rural community, you might have a house every 8 miles. And that's something that my colleague, Representative Jesse Chisholm, will always say.
Yeah.
But in our urban areas, we know what our cities look like. I represent South Memphis, Southwest Memphis, downtown, and, you know, Circle Gardens and Cooper Young. Those are communities that don't want open carry. And this is bipartisan, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So Mark White, Gillespie, those folks are against it. The business community is against it. They don't want open carry in their communities either. But unfortunately, the state legislature says, well, we don't want folks who are driving, you know, from, you know, Knoxville or let's say, you know, I don't know, Gibson County, and then they go to Memphis and it's a totally different rule. But, you know, it's the same way with speed limits. It's the same way with whether or not buildings are going to stay open at certain times. So they just don't want to pass it.
Yeah. Listen, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'll let you get back to your business up there. But I really appreciate you coming on the show. And, of course, you know, once the session is over and you have the chance to kind of breathe and relax a little bit, we'd like to have you back on the show, if that's okay.
That's perfect. Sounds good. Thank you.
You take good care. Thank you. I'll talk to you down the road.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
State Senator Ramesh Haqberry, ladies and gentlemen, great piece of conversation. Now, we're not going to take a break. We're going to go right into our next segment here because we're running a little behind. And Sandra King she's logging in right now, and she's going to join us because we were talking about nutrition. That was a great segment. I'm very glad that we had Ramesh on the line here. But now we have my next guest, and I see her right now. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me, Sandra?
I can hear you.
Excellent.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Well, look, it's great to see you. Great to have you on the show. Sandra King, ladies and gentlemen, she is, I would consider her a nutrition expert. She's the owner of K&B's Smooth Nutrition. And as I was saying earlier, we're getting into the time of year, Sandra, where folks are starting to pay a little bit more attention to their waistlines. And, you know, as the weather starts to get warm and you know, we need to start doing better. We also know that nutrition, you know, for a lot of us, health, nutrition, fitness, you know, we don't do like we need to do. A lot of us as people, we understand that. We know that. And you know that as well. One of the things that I got out of reading on your Facebook page, on your website, is really, you know, people need to, we need to live our best lives. But there are ways to be able to do that on the nutritional level. And talk a little bit about that, how important that is.
Well, it's actually very, very important. And a lot of people don't realize how important it is. And you don't want to wait until it gets to that point to where you're almost forced to go into a lifestyle that you really are not comfortable with.
Right.
So I would just advise people just to start making small changes. And even if you decide to cut out certain things during the week or on the weekend, just those little small changes can make a huge impact. And we have to kind of learn to navigate from a lot of things that we were taught. And you just have to kind of go with what you know works best for you and your body. So I try to implement a lot of things that I know that are good for your body, that are good for you, that taste well, but I know at the same time it's going to help heal your body as well.
That's a very important component. And it's a really changing habits is what you're talking about. You know, we need to change our habits. You know, we get into a certain pattern and we get into certain habits that are not the most healthiest for us, you know, and it sometimes that requires a dramatic change. Now, your smoothies are organic in nature. You know, what types of ingredients and some of the ingredients that you put in your smoothies, if I'm not mistaken, can help certain areas of the body specifically, right? Like so some people are talking about the inflammation, some other areas. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, a lot of people are struggling. I find that a lot of people are struggling with inflammation. A lot of people have a lot of like arthritis issues, autoimmune disease, diseases. People struggle with energy, fatigue, stiffness, soreness. So a lot of things we all share kind of have a common ground that go on within our bodies. And some things just accumulate over a process of time as your body, as you get older. And then like with your bones, a lot of people, when you get a certain age, you lose collagen. So I try to implement those things that I know will help you to live, have more longevity, and as well as heal whatever chronic pain or illnesses that you're suffering. And a lot of times we just don't realize we get in a habit of eating unhealthy. We grab things because everything now is just fast paced, fast, fast, fast. And most of us have high demanding jobs, and sometimes we just don't have time to stop and pick healthier options, or we just kind of grab whatever is available, and it may not be the best thing for our bodies. And then we start experiencing problems with like fatigue and gut problems, yeah. And you know, and all of that streams to other problems. And then, you know, once it gets to that level, then it's like your body is going in reject mode. So that's what happened to me. I was just so burnt out, and I had such a high demand job. I wasn't getting a lot of sleep. I always had migraine headaches. They just escalated. I had really bad acid reflux to the point I would just almost vomit. You know, I couldn't digest food.
Sure, sure.
So it was just like my blood pressure was going up. I just couldn't understand how all of a sudden my blood pressure, you know, spiraled. So it was until we did a fast at church, and we eliminated like sugar, bread, meat, sweets. And that was then when I realized the true meaning of you are what you eat. Because in that short time frame, with that week, when I eliminated those things out of my diet, I had no single issue. It was just like all of it miraculously disappeared.
Yeah. So you have to, obviously you have to do a lot of research on that and you know, to try to apply the right type of ingredients to get the right type of results. I do notice that there are some fitness places in this city who have actually are selling your product. Am I correct in that?
Yes, that's correct. You can purchase them at Sandor Wellness Center, at Pure Bar Germantown location, and as well as Core Collective Broad Avenue. And then they're available on my website. You can always purchase online, and I do deliver. You can also pre-order, and I can bring the order out to you, to your location.
Well, that's a big deal. I mean, obviously, you're showing results, because, I mean, when you're dealing with places that deal with fitness, I mean, obviously, the products that they sell there need to be coordinated in reference to getting people where they want to go or where they need to be. So before you go, before we go, tell people again, you know, how they can contact you if they want to find out more information about K&B's Smooth Nutrition or, you know, have access to your products and things like that. Go ahead and let folks know how to do that.
Yes, you can always order on my website, which is www.kbssmoothnutrition.com. Mm-hmm. You can also contact me via email. You can send an order via email at Sondra, that's S-O-N-D-R-A, at kbssmoothnutrition.com. And you can find me on social media at at KBS Smooth Nutrit. That's without the I-O-N at the end. And that's pretty much where I post all of my content. You can see my latest updates, where I may be set up at, or any events or any type of features. Pretty much I post everything on Instagram.
Before you go, how many flavors do you offer of smoothies?
Oh, roughly about 10, I believe. Oops. My most popular one is the Golden Beauty. That's still a top seller. And that one has the turmeric in it. It has protein powder.
Yeah.
It has collagen in it. And I created that smoothie when I was having problems with arthritis and inflammation. So that's a really good one. Mm-hmm. And the Neva's Greens is another top seller. That's the green smoothie. And I tell everyone, when they ask me what's a smoothie to start off with, I always recommend that green smoothie, because most of us don't get enough greens in our diet. That one has the coconut water.
Yeah.
It's really hydrating. You get your electrolytes. And then with the leafy greens, you get energy and all of that inside there.
Well, thank God for you. And congratulations, by the way, on this, because, I mean, this is stuff that we need. And, you know, I'm going to have you back as we get into the late spring and early summer months to talk to us a little bit more about all of this. And like I said, you know what? You are what you eat. And a lot of us need to do a whole lot better. Me included. I got my hands up. Yeah, yeah. They can't see me on radio, but my hands are up. Yeah, absolutely that. Sandra King, thank you so much for coming on my show tonight. I really appreciate you. And I'll be talking to you down the road. You bet on that. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you.
And thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely that. That wraps it for us, ladies and gentlemen, as Bryn plays us out. That was a good way to wrap it up. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear things that we need to hear. about ourselves in particular. But, you know, we got to do better. We got to start eating better. We have to start, you know, exercising. And I'm doing that myself. I'm doing a little fast right now and trying to break away from certain things. And actually, the reason I did it is because I saw a picture of myself not too long ago. And I looked like they could roll me right down the room. And I was like, no, we can't have that. Okay. Besides, I work with Bryn and Nicole. That's a whole other story. Anyway, be safe out there. Until next time, we are out.